Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket, 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. This is the time to go get your big name. Detroit sports are overdue for winning a big free agent. Let's get some New Jersey in our closets. Let's get some New Jerseys. Oh, God, he capitalized both those. And I'm like, the state? Let's get some New Jerseys in our closets.
Sauce Gardner's coming to Lions?
No. Oh. Can someone please explain to me why the Tigers, the Oakland A's, why are the Tigers, the Oakland A's these last few years? The Tigers should not be a cheap organization. You know what's funny? Kang and I were talking about the cheap tag. There's this middle ground that you want to be. You don't want to overpay anybody, but you don't want to be considered cheap. So you start balancing these things. Right now, the Tigers have one player that can be argued as overpaid, and that player was maybe their best in the postseason. So maybe he's not overpaid. When you overpay someone, people get so pissed. But when you're not doing more, people get pissed. So there's a sweet spot, and they could do more, and I hope they do more.
Well, I think it's a little unfair. The Athletics had payrolls in the $60 and $70 million range. The Tigers are expected to have $130 before they hit free agency.
So are you saying this person exaggerated?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Joe is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Joe.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Awesome.
I was just calling about the Hendrickson article on ESPN. I remember coming across that, too. And I think it was called, correct me if I'm wrong, like trades that need to happen before the deadline.
Yeah,
and I remember reading that first one with Hendrickson thinking, yeah, that absolutely needs to happen. Like, that would be great. As a Lions fan, but then I clicked out of it because it was just such, you know, clickbait nonsense in the sense that why would they give up so little for Hendrickson? And, you know, I even looking at it like with Micah Parsons, for instance, you know, and I understand that there's an age difference between the two, but
a huge difference. But one thing, Joe, go ahead. I always think if we're doing the show in Cincinnati, if we're doing the show in some other town, do I look at this and go, yes? No.
No, you look at it and you go, what the heck are we doing?
Exactly.
You know, oh, they'd be so angry. And, you know, I know there's a big difference between the two with Parsons, but just one point to that is, you know, I know Hendrickson's 30 years old. Parsons is a young kid. He's got a long career ahead of him. And, you know, the difference between the ages in the NFL is huge.
Yeah.
But, you know, Hendrickson, the past 2 years, still has 17 and a half sacks. It's not like he's not a dude still. And he can still give you great production in the league. And, you know, especially if you're in Cincinnati and you see Parsons goes for, what was it, 2 first-round picks or something like that, you're sitting back going, why the heck would we give up, a fourth and Hendrickson for a second-round pick? I just thought it was just utter nonsense and just one of those that makes for good talking points. And, you know, but I just thought the article was just so funny that right when I read that, I didn't even get to the second
Yeah, that was the other thing.
On top of that, go get Jalen Phillips, which is actually a realistic.
It probably
name to
is,
go after.
But the funny thing about it is that has that whole scenario of all the trades the Lions would walk away with Trey Hendrickson, Jalen Phillips, right, and a seventh-round pick for a second.
Right, and the first one being such a joke, I didn't even get to the one that would, like you guys mentioned, is much more realistic of a possibility for us to pull off. I mean, you know, and hey, I hope he's right. I cannot stress that enough. Like,
I'm
if that happened to be the case,
no, I'm
more
with
power
you
to that scenario.
I'm with you. But you
know, yeah, there's just no way.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Look, it's great to be in this position. Really credible NFL team. Doing a lot of things really well. I was sitting down there in the office yesterday, and Valeni was talking about how he thinks, I don't know if he said it for the air, and he likes the Lions this weekend because the Lions don't mess around. And I'm like, think about the world we're living in. I still am in awe that they are this credible as an NFL franchise. And I will celebrate it all the time.
Yeah, the turnaround is amazing.
I mean, they finally,
of course you want to see them win it all, yep. But I mean, the turnaround leads me to say they finally got it right. They have the right owner in place, the right member of the Ford family. She has surrounded herself with the right brain trust to help advise. And then they went out and got the right coach before they got the right GM, but they were of the same mind. And that's what's best for this franchise moving forward. And they've done an amazing job of completely rebuilding the organization.
Okay. We started the show with a story, and I guess, you know, I want to find out if anything's being said out there in Allen Park, and we're about to go out there and talk to the Birchie kid. If you've been with us for all 3 hours and 22 minutes here, God bless you. You're awesome. If you did miss the first hour of the show, you missed a story that percolated overnight and into today, because NFL Films does something in conjunction with ESPN called Turning Point. Turning Point, you know, they got the mic'd up players and the coaches and all that, and they look at key moments in big games. They did a breakdown of the Lions-Chiefs game, and the turning point, I guess, was the Chiefs' drive after the Lions made it 20-17. The Lions went right down the field and scored 8 plays, 81 yards, all through the air, no incompletions, touchdown in the third quarter. The Lions didn't have a first down after that. The Chiefs, meanwhile, answered that touchdown with a touchdown of their own, and the Lions didn't do anything at the end of that game. But then they dropped this at the end of it, and we'll play some of this for you here. They dropped the following at the end of it, which felt like it was a smear campaign against Brian Branch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.